dictation for Alyssa Cook, ALYSSACOOK, date of service 12/14/2022, date of birth 5/16/2004, accident date 8/30/2022. She was a front seat passenger in an automobile accident when their car hit another car in a rear-ending accident at a high speed, leading to severe headache, head injury with the dizziness, vertigo. The headaches were located into the entire head, including front, back, both the temples, sensitive to light with the nausea. And she started having severe dizziness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, ringing in the ear, nightmares, blurred vision, spots in the vision, and feeling of passing out. The patient has had difficult time getting MRI done, and they have not been done so far. The brain MRI that was done, sorry, the shoulder MRI that was done showed only a subacromial subdeltoid bursitis without any evidence of full thickness retracted rotator cuff tear. Patient is undergoing physical therapy for the shoulder and the neck pain that she has. However, the pains are under more better control. There was a history of chest pain which has now gone, and the pain in the neck and across is now around 7. And almost 70% improvement has been listed by the patient in the pain symptoms. However, the headache and depression and anxiety and panic are still going on. Overall, the sleep is affected 10. In the ADLs, walking ability and relationship with people and enjoyment of life are affected 7. Mood is affected 5. In the system review, patient reports that she's suffering from ongoing severe headaches occupying the whole head, and they're quite frequent, and they're 7 to 8 and sometimes 9, associated with dizziness and vertigo, with vision disturbance, and with ear ringing, difficulty sleeping, and also weakness, loss of balance, lack of focus, anxiety, depression, and loss of memory. The patient reports that they are not, there is no associated blackout, seizures, confusion, or disorientation, no loss of equilibrium or lack of concentration, and she is able to go to the school and carry out her regular duties, though most of the time. She has not had any fall either. She has not been to any hospital in 30 days. Regarding the pain, patient has a stiffness of the neck and shoulders, as well as pain in the neck and shoulder and upper back with pins and needles. But no other issues, no difficulty walking. In the GI, patient suffers from nausea, especially after severe headaches, and there is constipation, but denies any vomiting, diarrhea, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is asthma and coughing, but no trouble breathing, pain, shortness of breath. In last 30, patient report that there are no changes in the pain levels. And there is no change in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, any other trauma. Current pain medications are melatonin, antivert, naproxen. Substance abuse, none is reported, and compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The patient's physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 135/101. Pulse is 90. Pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam will be same from previous visit, which is 11/10/2022, dictation number 111-054. Along with diagnosis, the plan is to continue the medication, which are Mobic, 15 milligram once a day for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Acifex, 10 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Tylenol codeine is provided for pain relief for headaches. And Wellbutrin is provided for depression. Xanax is given for a PRN basis for panic. Lyrica is provided for pain relief, and Ferricet, 1 or 2 every 6 hours PRN for severe headaches. Patient is advised to see a neurologist and psychiatrist. She has been referred, and also neuropsych evaluation. Thank you. She'll be seen in the